Now some news from the world of sports, and we'll start today in the New York Penn League, because if you headed down to Centennial Field in Burlington last night to catch the Vermont Lake Monsters take on the Hudson Valley Renegades and stayed for the whole contest, you saw a single-A baseball game that was more entertaining and more dramatic than any played at the major league level on Sunday. The Lake Monsters pulled out a walk-off, come-from-behind 5-4 victory over Hudson Valley with a 4-run rally in the bottom of the ninth. But in the top of that inning, the Monsters also pulled off that most beautiful of rarities in baseball, the triple play. With a score of 4-1 Renegades, Hudson Valley hit back-to-back singles to put runners on first and second with nobody out. But the next batter hit a line drive that was snagged by second baseman Ryan Gridley. The Renegade runner at second got caught off the bag. He couldn't get back before Gridley got the ball to shortstop Kevin Morrell, who was covering at second to double off that runner. And apparently the runner at first also thought the initial line drive would get through Ridley because he was also caught wandering off the bag. And a flip to first baseman Aaron Aruda finished off that triple play, keeping the deficit at 4-1. Gridley and Morrell were also key in the ninth inning winning rally, which Ridley got started with a walk, a hit batsman, and a single loaded the bases. Then Morrell made it 4-2, drawing an RBI walk. After a pitching change, the Renegades got the next two outs, but another bases-loaded walk made it 4-3, and then Will Toffey sent the Vermont crowd into a frenzy with a two-out single that scored Anthony Cherlin from third and Merrill from second for the amazing 5-4 victory for the Lake Monsters. They are in first place in the Stedler division. They will take on Staten Island tomorrow after a much-deserved day off today. Staten Island has the best record in the New York Penn League. That should be a great contest. In the NECBL, the Winnipesaukee Muskrats scored 5 runs in the sixth to build up a lead against the Upper Valley Nighthawks. They would not give back, winning 7-5 in New Hampshire last night, and a 3-run fifth helped the Valley Blue Sox to a 6-2 win over the Vermont Mountaineers. Williston's David McKell suffered just his first loss of the season for Vermont, giving up 5 runs, although only 2 of them were earned on 7 hits over 5 innings of work. To the pros, and as good as the Boston Red Sox bullpen has been the first half of this season, they better hope yesterday's performance is not a harbinger of how they will perform after the All-Star break. The Red Sox trailed the Tampa Bay Rays 2-1, heading into the top of the seventh yesterday, unable to do anything against Chris Archer until Dustin Pedroia hit a clutch 2-out, 2-run home run to the opposite field that put the Red Sox up 3-2, and it knocked Archer out of the game. Pedroia was as pumped up as you will ever see him rounding the bases for that go-ahead homer, and starter David Price was set up for a much-deserved win. He gave up just 2 runs on 5 hits over 6 innings. But you could see trouble brewing right away in the bottom of the frame when Matt Barnes walked the first batter he faced and left after recording just 1 out with the tying run on third. Flamethrower Joe Kelly was then brought in, and you can make a good argument that manager John Farrell waited too long to do that. 1 sacrifice fly later, and the game was tied at 3. The air was finally let all the way out of the balloon in the 8th inning when Kelly gave up a 2-out, 2-run homer to Brad Miller, and the Red Sox were tagged with a 5-3 loss. The Rays end up taking 3 out of 4 from the Red Sox in the series, and lo and behold, the Rays are now tied with the New York Yankees for 2nd place in the division, both teams just 3.5 games behind the 1st-place Sox. The good news for Boston is that after the break, they'll play the lion's share of their games at Fenway Park, including a whopping 18 of their first 24 out of the gate, so hopefully they can use that home field to their advantage, but they will need to avoid the kind of no-relief relief that happened yesterday in Tampa. Now, the New York Yankees are not charging into the All-Star break either, losing 5-3 to the Milwaukee Brewers yesterday at the stadium. Travis Shaw, who the Red Sox felt was expendable as an everyday third baseman, is thriving for Milwaukee, and he hit a 3-run blast in the first inning yesterday off Masahiro Tanaka to give the Brew crew a lead they would not relinquish. Stephen Vogt added a solo shot in the second, and the Yankees heard a lot of quacking with a number of ducks they left on the pond, going 1-for-16 with runners in scoring position. The Brewers, meanwhile, are the surprise story of the first half in first place in the NL Central, winners of 9 of their last 11, while the Yankees are searching for answers, having not won a series outright since the 2nd week of June. Whatever problems the Red Sox and Yankees may have heading into the break pale in comparison to the woes of the New York Mets, who probably cannot believe they have to play a whole second half of baseball. Their latest loss was a 6-0 shutout at the hands of the St. Louis Cardinals, who got home runs yesterday from Tommy Pham, Paul DeJong, and Luke Voit to hand Steven Matz the loss. On the other side, Lance Lynn held the Mets to just 3 hits over 7 innings. He improves to 7-6 on the season. Cry me a river to any and all of the above, say the Toronto Blue Jays. None of you guys went into the All-Star break getting beaten by the Houston Astros 19-1 yesterday, an embarrassment for Toronto. It was Houston's most lopsided win in franchise history. Carlos Correa homered twice and drove in a career-high 5 runs for Houston. Hockey season cannot come fast enough for the good folks in Toronto.